Welcome to Sundays. We're your hosts. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Steph. We are back. Welcome back to Sundays.
Welcome, welcome. So today we have a special episode for you because today is the day we are starting our Millennial Cheat Sheet series, which is like a fun thing that Steph and I thought we should do just to catch you guys up on what's trending, pop culture, what's popping off on TikTok. We've got all the juice for you. So let's get into it.
Yes. Okay. So today we're going to be breaking down Justin, Selena, Haley, all of that drama that seems to be just being thrown in our faces, whether we like it or not. Chanel price increases. I was telling Sarah all about DHgate TikTok. I've asked her, like, have you heard of DHgate? And she didn't even know what it was. So this is going to be a fun conversation.
Literally, this is my millennial cheat sheet.
Yes. Scandaball. So I don't watch Vanderpump Rules, but again, all this drama is being thrown in my face as I scroll through TikTok. So Vanderpump Rules, Tom, Ariana, Raquel, whose real name is actually Rachel. So much drama. Oh,
this is so funny.
Yes. And we're going to also chat about what shows we're watching right now. So welcome to your millennial cheat sheet. So if you're as lost as we are on some of these topics, we're going to give you a high level overview to bring you up to speed.
Let's go. So what are we talking first?
Okay. So maybe let's get into this Haley and Selena drama because
yes.
Like what?
Literally, I'm just like, okay, you know what? The first, okay, when I first started like hearing about it and like, so there was like some shady stuff happening from like Selena's side or like, because Selena Gomez did like some video of her putting on skincare and it's like this La Mer cream and it's like somebody's taken a TikTok video and put them together like side by side where Haley's doing her morning routine and she's applying cream. But Selena like applies cream on her collarbone and she does it like with her middle finger, like she's almost telling somebody to go F themselves. And I thought that was so funny because people were like, oh, Selena's the one that started it. But then, of course, you know, they're like both sides of it. But then did you see the TikTok with
you? I feel like, I don't know, maybe she was flicking off Haley, but who has the time? Maybe
I honestly don't know who has the time. And I don't think that Selena's that person realistically. Like, yeah. I don't know.
But I'm not don't saying know that I'm maybe like maybe she is. Who knows? Who knows who started it? But yes, I saw the eyebrow situation and that was blatant.
Yeah. And then Kylie posts like immediately after like a screenshot of her with her eyebrows in it saying like this is an accident and like the text was over her eyebrows and then she posts a screenshot with like Haley and Kylie and they're just showing like their laminated brows, which was I thought like funny, but like on Twitter they're just like, oh yeah, this is just like Kylie wrote this is just reaching, and then Selena replied saying like, yeah, this, you know, be nice to everybody, I'm a fan of Kylie. So I'm just like, this is really funny how they're like kind of making digs at each other, but then like also publicly like not confessing to it.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. And so if you're not familiar, Selena posted something on her, I think it was her TikTok story. It might have been an Instagram story where she accidentally over laminated her eyebrows. So they didn't look great. They were a little crazy. And so that's where the photo came in of Kylie and Haley with their eyebrows, which honestly, like, girls, please, like, I can understand maybe trying to not draw too much attention to this, but I also feel like I think it was definitely on purpose.
Yeah, I really don't know what's going on, but it all seems like really petty. What gave me like more suspicion towards Haley definitely coming for Selena on the internet was that Selena, this is like, I'm looking at it right now, it's on my Instagram. So Selena has a photo of her like fishing with her family and she's holding like a fish and she's just like with her dad and her little sister. And the caption just reads, Texas girl at heart,
mm-hmm.
Cali girl for fun. But like, it's, and she's like grateful, thankful, and have a, and blessed lady. And apparently, like, Haley came back on Instagram after this photo, which was just a week ago, wishing Justin a happy birthday. But then there was a photo of Justin with like a like instead of his face, it was like a face of a fish, and it just said like, "I caught the best one."
I saw coverage of that, but I never saw the actual photo. So I was like, "Is that real?"
I think it was real, and it was taken down.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't know. I'm just like, this is just so petty. Like, if this is the case that Haley is like, you know, coming for Selena about Justin still, I'm like, girl, you're married to him.
Right. Like you won. Move on.
Yeah, you won a long time ago. If that's even a competition in your head, like, I don't get it. And then Selena was like, oh, I'm like 30. I'm too old for this. I'm going to take a break from the internet, which I guess maybe she's making like a dig at Kylie and Haley because they're younger than her. But I honestly don't get it. Like, I think like celebrities, especially with so much influence, and then also with like so much of Gen Z being such like an intense following, they need to have a little bit more class and like not be like this, because this is so petty. Like, what do they not have going for them? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What is the need to, like, display animosity towards each other on the internet like that? Like, and then also, like, I think about, like, International Women's Day and how, like, I truly feel like women, like, bring each other down, tear each other apart so much, like, so much more than men ever do. I'm like, why? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, it's so crazy. I feel like there was so much on the internet saying, oh, they're so young, they're 25. But at the same time, I'm like, these women own businesses. They are not like just some, you know, silly girls. Like, they know what they're doing. I think that at some point there has to be some level of accountability. So it's very interesting. I feel like this whole drama, I'm watching it. I'm trying to see how it's going to play out. But at the same time, I'm just like, girls, please. Like, one of you is married to this other guy and the other is like living her life. Like, move on.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think like Selena fans, or obviously the internet has taken a side, is Selena, because now she's the most followed. Last time I checked, she had like 396 million and Kylie had like 380. So she's like already like way surpassed her. And like now she's the most followed woman on Instagram. So I'm wondering if Kylie has like,
I just followed
you
her.
Know, like a animosity towards, I also just followed Selena because I'm like, you know, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. She's also been like really vulnerable about her journey, about her like weight fluctuations, about her health concerns. Like, I think like, I don't know. She seems to be like a nice person, but I mean, obviously like we have, I don't know, but I just think like whatever is going on is kind of petty.
You know? Yeah. It's totally
because they're making digs at each other's eyebrows and like about Justin. Like, this is just so dumb. Like, Haley, you're already married to him. Like, what more do you want?
Right. So, okay, are you team Haley or are you team Selena?
Right now, I think I'm team Selena just because I saw that TikTok of like Haley posting a photo of Justin with a fish head saying I caught the best one. I think for me, that was like, yeah, this just seems really stupid. And it seems like Haley's trying to come for Selena. I did see a very like mean TikTok about this like grown ass lady tearing down Haley Bieber, saying like the best thing that's happened to Haley Bieber is Justin Bieber. And the best thing that's happened to the Bieber family is Justin Bieber. And like, Bieber is worth like 290 something million dollars and like Haley's only worth 2 million, so what has she done for herself? And I was just like, this is also like really dumb. Like, did they really marry for money? Who knows? But like, also, I don't think anybody should have an opinion about stuff like that, because I mean, she still has like her brands and she's still working, and like after a certain point you have a certain amount of money, like, it doesn't really make a difference to your lifestyle. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And honestly, like, with the whole drama, like, Team Haley, Team Selena, I wouldn't even go, like, as far as to, like, start digging into their lives. I think, like, for the whole situation, though, I'm definitely Team Selena. I do have empathy for Hailey because I do feel like she's young. I feel like at this point in time, I'm happy she hasn't made a comment or like made a statement on this because I think she would get ripped to shreds. There's literally nothing that she could say at this point other than just like doing the kind of like the Kardashian way of just being quiet and letting it like roll over. I think like she just needs to
be quiet. She would be canceled like no other. Like the Selena fans will come.
They're not playing. Texans do not play about their Selenas, okay? We have two looks very like famous it. Selenas.
Looks like it, but that is hilarious when you think about it. Anyways, this is the tea on Selena and Hailey, but I think we need to move on because this is not like an in-depth topic to keep discussing.
I know. Us 35-year-olds, 36, 35, discussing this 25-year-old behavior.
Literally. But it's just, it's funny.
Yeah. It's
okay. You know what I'm really interested in, though? The Chanel price increase, because I have a lot of stuff to say about that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I'm annoyed. I'm confused. I feel like there has to be an increase in quality for there to be an increase in price. Like,
hang on, let's even talk about the prices right now, which are so ridiculous. It's like beyond. So I'm on Purse Pop right now.
Yeah.
And February 2023, the small classic was $8,200.
Which was my max, by the way. That was like, I was like, okay, that's the most I would ever pay for. It's more than I want to pay, but that's my max. And then it goes up again. What is it now?
$9,600. It's a 17% increase.
Yes, that is so sick.
Medium classic, $8,800 in February. In March, it was $10,200. And get this, the jumbo, which was $9,500, is now $11,000.
Insane.
I'm like, what is happening? What is Chanel trying to do? Because it's not like they're eliminating the middle class, they're eliminating the middle upper class, they're even eliminating the upper class. Like, they're keeping their stuff for like the wealthy, like where they're wiping their ass with like $10,000, because not very many people can do that.
Yeah, they're definitely eliminating a group of people.
They're eliminating many groups of people.
Yeah. But even the people who can spend that money will not always spend that much money on stuff. Even if you have it, doesn't mean that you will, you know? Because like spending $10,000, $11,000 on a handbag that is not that great of quality, you're paying for a name. You're not even getting like the 24 karat gold that used to be on the old, like old bags. Like, you're paying for a name. Yeah. And I think people who have that level of money are probably investing it in other things at this point. So I don't know. I'd be interested to see what happens with this.
I was watching this TikTok and this lady was like, oh, my SA from Chanel is like sending me all these things that they have. Everything's fully in stock. The lines around Chanel have disappeared. Like, you know, who's going to buy stuff like this? I think like the overwhelming sentiment for the Chanel price increase is like, what the F is going on? Because it's just not even like worth it at this point. Like, spending $10,000 on a handbag, like, okay, maybe I would spend $10,000 on an Hermes handbag because the quality, the craftsmanship, the resale value is so intense. Not like I'm going to get an Hermes and ever sell it, because like, I think it's so stupid being like, oh, like it's an investment. No, girl, like if you're getting an Hermes bag, one, they're so hard to acquire, you're not going to sell it. Okay. So like, there's no investment. It's just like, I don't get that idea. But also, for me personally, I don't think that Chanel deserves like this intense price increase. And I'm like, are they really even going to try to increase it one more time? Because if they do, it's like over for me. I will literally not buy Chanel out of like the matter of principle.
I'm at that point right now. I was thinking about this the other day. I should have raked up, knowing what I know now, I should have raked up some debt in my early 20s when the prices were low. knowing that I would be fine financially and could, you know.
Girl, but see, the thing is, like, you don't, like, you can't say that for other people, though, because some people might not be fine.
I'm saying for me, I have regrets.
For you.
Yes. I have regrets of not just, like, splurging and buying one, because now, like, I can, but I will not. Like, I will not.
Yeah, I agree. I honestly, can I tell you, when I bought my Chanel Small Classic, guess how much it was? Just guess.
Maybe less than 5,000.
It was $4,200.
Wow. See?
I know. And now it's $9,600. And my biggest regret is not buying more classic Chanels. Like, I have a really good Chanel collection, I will say. And I'm happy about that. But I only have one classic Chanel flat bag, which I use all the time. And I was telling you before this too, like, we had this episode in season one where we were talking about, like, our luxury, like, regrets, and I don't know what we were saying. What was it? Luxury regrets and, like,
things
what
we regret buying, basically.
Yeah, things we regret buying and things we don't regret buying. Yeah. And I said I don't regret buying my Chanel classic handbag because it is still to this day one of my most used, and I continue to reach for it all the time. So I do think, like, one of my biggest regrets is not getting more classic flat bags. Like, I would have loved one in white with gold hardware, and then, like, one kind of, like, beige with a gold hardware. Not beige, but, like, a brownie beige, something like that. But, like, now I'm like, I don't want to buy Chanel. I would rather spend my money on Hermes if and when I do get it. But I am not going to be spending, like, this is $9,600 minus tax. So it's, like, over $10,000 on, like, a small bag. Like, that doesn't make any sense, because at this time in my life, I'm like, I need to take that $10,000 that I'm going to buy a stupid handbag with and put it in the stock market.
Yeah. I think, like, at this point in my life, I couldn't even justify that purchase.
Yeah. Cannot justify it at all. Like, I think, like, when I was in my era of, like, spending frivolously, I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And I was impulsive. And now, like, I think, like, three times before buying anything. And I think in the same episode, I was talking about how, like, I'm moving away from not spending frivolously. Actually, there's another episode coming out where we talk about materialism, and I kind of touch on that as well, is, you know, I'm just not in that phase in my life anymore.
Yeah. I honestly, like, and this kind of brings us to our next topic of DHgate, because, like, I've been seeing so much on TikTok about DHgate. And DHgate is basically, like, it's kind of like where you can really buy anything, but there's a lot of, like, I don't want to say dupes, because they're not
like counterfeit.
They're
stuff.
Counterfeit. Like, people are calling them dupes, but I'm like, no, that is counterfeit. Which I'm going to share a story, because when I was in college, I remember buying my first counterfeit bag. I wanted a Fendi spy bag so bad. I was a freshman in college. I had no money, and there was, like, you could buy them on eBay for, like, $99. And I was like, ooh, I'm going to buy one, you know? And then I bought it, and I would, like, carry it around. And, you know, like, looking back now, it's so interesting. But, like, that's kind of, like, where we are right now. I just feel like people are using DHgate to get the luxury item, which I don't judge, but I also just wonder, like, what it does for the actual brand, because, like, some of these unboxings are, like, kind of creepy how good they look, you know?
Really? See, I didn't even know about DHgate, like you're telling me, but now I'm just so curious. I need to go look at these unboxings. Like, where do you find these unboxings on DHgate that look so authentic?
Literally, like, if you're just scrolling. So, like, there's a girl I follow.
Scrolling on TikTok?
Yeah, just scrolling on TikTok. So there's a girl I follow, and she, like, was posting an unboxing. And it wasn't until I looked at her caption that she was saying it's from DHgate. And I was like, oh, I even commented. I was like, that looks really good, actually. And she's like, I know. And I'm like, dang, okay. and so, of course, now I've liked her video and have commented. So it's on my feed. And so I've seen it. But, like, it's really interesting. There's, like, there's two sides of TikTok. So there's, like, the DHgate hauls, and then there's, like, the authentic side. And it just makes you wonder, like, for the people, the DHgate people are kind of saying, like, why would I spend thousands of dollars on something when I can get it on DHgate for $50, $100.
Right.
And for
the same look, basically.
For the same look. And then the authentic side of TikTok is basically saying, like, why would you want to buy something fake? And honestly, until I worked in the luxury retail space and, like, really, I don't know, worked with the brand, understood, like, the design element and all that goes into, like, that process, I didn't really have a lot of respect for it until I worked in it. So that's kind of, like, from my perspective, where I'm coming from. But I kind of understand, like, the DHgate people. Like, why are you spending thousands of dollars?
I kind of get that. I mean, I agree with you. In terms of, like, brands and how hard they work on product design and stuff that they've, like, coined as, like, their staple pieces, like the mini Kelly, or, I mean, the Kelly bags or Birkins or whatever, even Chanel, like, I completely get it. And I'm at a phase in my life where if I'm buying something, I want it to be quality. But also for me, I'm not in that phase in life where I need to have, like, a designer thing on me that bad to, like, feel my worth. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, yeah. I'm not trying to buy a counterfeit product that kind of looks like an Hermes Kelly just to, like, say feel like I own something like that, or like I own something that looks close to that or as close to that. Because yes, like, designer stuff is fun to own, but at the end of the day, it doesn't define your worth. And I think that's something that everybody should, like, try to understand. And yes, I did not understand this in my 20s, but as a 30 something now, I 100% feel that. And yes, I don't think, like, buying counterfeit products are the way to go, because these companies are essentially stealing designs from designers who have obviously, like, worked really hard to, like, have these collections, and they're just, like, selling them for dirt cheap. It's almost like plagiarism.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, it's like stealing of intellectual property, which I don't agree with 100%. So I agree with you, but I do think, like, there's no point in buying something that's, like, $50 that looks like an Hermes bag just so you can, like, feel like you own an Hermes bag. Like, I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me, you know?
Yeah. I think I'm at a point in my life where I would rather own the real thing if I can afford it. And if I can't,
exactly,
I just won't.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, to be honest with you, like, designer things shouldn't attach, like, self-worth to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're so way past that.
Yeah. But you should really get on DHgate TikTok, though. And
I'm curious. I'm so curious just to see that.
It's so interesting because the level of, like, just not caring is so interesting. Some of the unboxings look good and others are just like, girl, that looks terrible. But they just don't care. That's the thing. They're just like,
they don't care about what?
They don't care if you think it looks fake. They don't care if it actually looks fake. They don't care. Like, they're just like, I bought this. Like, this is my bag. This is my fake bag. It's so interesting.
Yeah, that's so weird. I need to go see this.
Yeah, because the comments
are interesting. There's so many leather goods that you can buy now that are like $200-$300, and it's like amazing leather. Like, I love this Parisian brand. I'm sure you've heard of it, called Pauline or Pauline.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love their bags so much. There's like another bag company, which I think their bags are like $500-$600. They're called Demelier, and they're from London, and I love their bags. They're so beautiful.
And even like Jacquemus, is that how you say it?
Yes.
I want one of those. But yeah. Check out that side of TikTok and read the comments. It's mainly the comments that are where people kind of like go back and forth, where you see like the DHgate teaming up against the authentic side. It's interesting.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I'm like very interested to like read about people's perspectives on like what they feel about the bags, because that's, yeah. I don't know. I think it's always like frowned upon, but maybe Gen Z thinks differently.
I think they do. That's what's really kind of like interesting.
I do like the fact that Gen Z is a little bit more like financially sound than we were.
Yeah.
But also these days, nobody has that kind of money. Like with the recession and inflation, like nobody has like $10,000 just to go invest in a bag. Like I would think even like the uber wealthy would think that this is like the dumbest thing to do. Yeah, spend $10,000 on a bag.
Right, because the smart thing to do would be to invest it. Like you want to like buy something that is going to create additional income for you, not just...
Yeah, your money needs to work for you, not you working for money constantly.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest difference between like the wealthy and the not wealthy. It's like they don't understand that concept.
Yeah.
Because like if you have some extra money, keep putting it in the stock market and eventually like the time is going to pass anyways. You can have the time pass and remain in the same financial situation because you're spending money on dumb things, or you let the time pass and all those savings that you're putting into the stock market actually like accumulate into something that is like worth it for you in your life. Like that's going to increase your standard of living.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
That was like a financial class right there.
I know.
Okay. Let's keep it light again. Shows we're watching. So I'm really into White Lotus and Steph is really into Yellowstone, and neither of us have watched, like I haven't watched Yellowstone. She hasn't watched White Lotus. So Steph, tell me about White Lotus and why I need to watch it.
You mean Yellowstone, girl? I haven't watched White Lotus.
Oh yeah, Yellowstone, sorry.
Okay, so Yellowstone is basically like, I feel like it's the Wild Wild West version of Succession.
Have you watched? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I love Succession. Oh my God, and they're coming back soon.
Yeah, and see, honestly, I started it, but I didn't finish it. But it is better than I thought it would be, Yellowstone is. So I was like, seeing a lot of people talk about Yellowstone, and I was looking for something new to watch, and I was very skeptical because I am not like, I'm not a cowboy show girl. I'm just not into it.
Yeah.
You know? And so I went in to the first episode kind of like, you know, not expecting to like it really at all. I just wanted to see what it was all about because everyone keeps raving about it. And so I watched the first episode and I was hooked. I was like, holy shit, this is good. And so it's
really
family drama. It's not all Wild Wild West. Like the characters are so good. Like you're going to fall in love with the characters. You're going to fall in love with the storyline. There's tons of drama. There's a little bit of violence. There's a little, I mean, there's action. There was one episode I was literally watching. I had to keep pausing it because my heart was racing.
No.
Yes. I was like, I cannot watch this in one
sitting.
Oh my
God. This is so funny.
Yes.
This reminds me of like one of my friends who couldn't watch Breaking Bad sitting down.
Literally, I was like pausing and I would get up, walk around for a minute and sit back down because I just like, I was just feeling so tense and nervous about what was to come. But it's good. It's really good.
I love it. I love like shows have the power to like incite so much emotions in us. This is why I don't like watching horror stuff because it just scares the shit out of myself. And my motto in life is, why the fuck would you scare the shit out of yourself for entertainment?
Yeah. No, I feel you on that. Why? Why? But no, but there's
like, it's so much stress.
Yeah, there have been a few times when I'm watching a show that I have to be like, okay, this is just a show. Like, don't get too like nervous, you know, or like stressed. Like, remember, it's not real life.
They're just actors. This is a camera. This is makeup. No, I know, but yeah, it's really hard not to get sucked into good shows like that. But I've been wanting to watch like a good show with Rami because Rami and I can never come up with like a good show to watch unless like I'm very picky about the shows I watch. He literally watches everything under the sun. But I'm like, no, I'm not going to watch some dumbass sci-fi something set in like, I don't know when. Like, no, 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 no. Like, it needs to be very specific. So like the shows that we watch together, like Succession, or there was like a really good basketball one. Now I can't think about it, but that's for another episode. Let me tell you guys about White Lotus. And it's really hard to describe it. So I pulled up on Google what White Lotus is about. And it says it follows the guests and employees of a fictional White Lotus resort chain whose stay is affected by the various psychosocial dysfunctions. So all of these characters on White Lotus are like really complex, but then within like each season, and only when I saw the second season, I realized like each season has like these deep-rooted like underlying themes of society like running through it. Like the first one had, I think the first season had a lot of theme of like underlying like racism and racial inequality, even like, but all of these people at this, the resort, White Lotus, it's like a luxury resort. So everybody who stays at this luxury resort is uber wealthy. And it's just about how like fucked up their lives are and like how messed up like these characters are. And there's always like, I guess there's like a killing in like both. But it's not like a scary show at all. It's like a very interesting story. The first one was set in Hawaii, in Maui, and then the second one was set in Italy. And Jennifer Coolidge, I feel like, has come out and become like a rock star because of this show, because Jennifer Coolidge's character was the only one character that transferred over from the first season to the second season. So they like really developed her story, and I'm really hoping that they take some characters from the second season and bring them into the third season. And I've heard like the third season is going to be set in Japan, which will be like so cool. But oh my God, it's like the way that it's shot, the storyline, the direction, the production value. Oh my God, when they were in Italy, they went to like the most beautiful locations. Like it was just, it's literally one of the best shows I've ever watched.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I guess I need to check it out.
You have to watch it. It's so, so, so good. So is Yellowstone on HBO as well?
You know, I'm watching old episodes because I literally just started it. I'm watching old seasons on Peacock. And okay. I think it's also available on Hulu.
Okay. I have a Hulu subscription, so I can definitely watch that.
Okay.
Because White Lotus is on HBO.
Oh, okay, okay. I think I have HBO, so I'm all set then. I'll have to just tune in.
Yeah, I actually Googled where to watch Yellowstone, and it says Peacock. So I wonder if, I don't know like what other network they might be on, but if it's on Hulu, I'm definitely watching it.
Okay.
And I think Rami's going to like watching it too, but I can't wait for Succession. Have you seen Succession, by the way?
Only like parts of season one. I need to like, I started it and I got really into it. And Jason and I were actually watching it together. And then he continued without me, and I just stopped watching it. I was like, you just.
That happens to me all the time with me and Rami. Like, we start a show, and then I'm like, no, I don't want to watch this. Like, I lose interest. Like I said, I'm very picky about my shows. So it'll be something nice to watch with Rami, because we haven't watched a show together since White Lotus.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, our last topic is Scandoval, okay?
Oh my God. Okay, you're going to have to fill me in with this, because this just sounds so messy.
It like is so messy.
A literal mess.
It is a literal mess. And to be very honest, I don't even watch Vanderpump Rules, but I cannot even get on the internet right now without seeing something about Scandoval. Okay.
This is so funny, because I have seen nothing about Scandal.
Obviously, my TikTok For You page thinks that I am for the drama. I'm for the streets. And so they are pushing it in my face. And I honestly, I don't mind. I'm here for it. I don't mind.
I love it.
Okay. So just like a very quick synopsis. Vanderpump Rules is a show. I think it's on Bravo. I feel like it's on Bravo. And Lisa Vanderpump is a former Real Housewife of Beverly Hills. She owns several restaurants in LA, I think also in Vegas and probably other places. But she has a hit TV show that features her restaurants and the people who work in her restaurants. And it's been on for years. I used to watch it back in the day. I kind of stopped because it was just like drama that I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard of this show.
Yeah, I stopped watching, but apparently right now, Tom, who is a cast member on the show and also has a restaurant with the other Tom. So there's Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz, and they have a restaurant together under Lisa Vanderpump called Tom Tom. One of the Toms, Tom Sandoval, has been in a relationship with Ariana, another cast member on the show and someone who works at one of her restaurants, for like 10 years. I remember when they got together. So that's how long they've been on TV, but they've been in a relationship for like 10 years. And it just came out that Tom has been having an affair with a girl named Raquel. She goes by Raquel, but I kept seeing on TikTok people referring to her as Rachel. And I was like, why are they calling her Rachel when her name is Raquel? And so I did some digging, of course, on my TikTok research. And I learned that she started going by the name Raquel. She asked her mom if she could go by Raquel, because I guess when she was growing up, there were two other Rachels in her class and she wanted to be different. So she's now Raquel. Okay.
Okay.
So Raquel and Tom apparently have been having an affair, and it like kind of blew up, I guess, when Ariana went through Tom's phone. I was reading like she just had this feeling that, that something was going on. And so she looked in her in his phone and discovered like a FaceTime video of Tom and Raquel basically like masturbating to each other.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So he...
Jaw drop.
Yeah. So he like screen recorded them masturbating to each other. And yeah. And so she confronted him, and then this whole like thing has blown up. Friends are taking sides. I think one of the cast members hit Raquel in the face. Raquel's lawyer has sent out cease and desist letters to some of the cast members who have seen the video, to like warning them not to distribute the video. And that's the text I sent you of Lala Kent, basically saying, because I guess the lawyer sent the letter directly to Lala, and she was like, I have never in my life been sent a letter from a lawyer. Send it to my lawyer. And she already, what's hilarious is Lala already has merch that says send it to Daryl. Because at the end of the video, she's like, send it to Daryl. And I guess Daryl is her.
It's hilarious, that show.
Yes.
I mean, I'd show that TikTok.
Hilarious. So yeah, just so much drama. And there's so many layers to this, because I guess while all of this was going on, there was like speculation that Raquel was actually having an affair with Tom Schwartz, who was married at the time, but they got their Toms mixed up. So the whole time, like Tom Schwartz, I guess, didn't really speak out on this and allowed for people to just continue with that speculation that he was having, like he was seen making out with Raquel, when really it was actually the other Tom. So like, it was just... there's just lots of drama.
First of all, when will celebrities learn to not put their sex stuff on the internet? Or just don't record it.
Yeah.
Just don't record it, okay? Because it will come out somehow or the other. Like, why do celebrities not learn this? This has happened so many times in history.
I know.
It's ridiculous. Honestly, nobody needs to be recording anything sexual, okay? This is, like, not the vibe anymore. Please.
Yeah, well,
save yourself.
Funny thing is, or I guess it's not really funny, but Raquel says that she didn't know that Tom screen recorded it. So it was, without her consent.
That is not okay.
Yeah, and
that's
so...
that's so fucked up.
Yeah, it's really crazy, and it's still all happening. And so there's some speculation now as to whether or not Raquel is going to show up to their reunion show for Vanderpump Rules, because now she has issued a restraining order against the friend of Ariana, who apparently allegedly hit her in the face.
Oh my God.
Drama. It's drama.
Drama, drama, drama. Like, yeah, I feel also it's like, why are you putting your life out there on the internet like this? It's like too much.
I know.
You know?
So crazy. Sometimes I like, there was a time in my life where I was like, oh, I want to be on TV. And I'm like, honestly, I don't.
Yeah, I'm so happy I'm not under like limelight like that. That must be so stressful.
Yeah. Oh, but anyway, that is Scandoval. There's so much more. There's so many layers. I encourage you to dive in, because it's interesting. I haven't even watched the season, but I am going to tune into the reunion.
With your popcorn.
Yes, with my popcorn and my kombucha in a wine glass.
You're like, let's do this.
Yes. And good for Lisa Vanderpump, honestly, because her ratings are probably through the roof right now.
Oh, yeah. She's probably trending.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely trending.
I love it.
Okay. Well, that's what's happening. That's your millennial cheat sheet. We've learned a lot today. We've covered a lot of topics, but I hope that you at least are a little bit more well-versed on what's happening in the world around you.
Yeah, exactly. So now, you know, you kind of are up to date with what's happening. You can go talk to your friends about it.
Yes, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Okay. Thanks so much for listening, you guys. If you haven't, and I sound like a broken record at this point, but please rate us on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to this podcast. It'll truly help us out. And to whoever's still listening, you're like the GOAT. So thank you so much. And we'll see you guys next Sunday.
Yes. See you next Sunday. And be sure to also subscribe to our new YouTube channel.
Yes. We have a YouTube channel now. I need to say that on the audio podcast. Yes. So, and we're going to get our videos onto Spotify soon too. So yeah, see you guys soon.
See you soon. Talk to you next Sunday. Bye.